91X News.
It's 8 and sunny at 4 o'clock from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Leah Denhartog. U.S. President Barack Obama says he is heartened by President-elect Donald Trump's call for unity. Obama says the U.S. presidential campaign was long and hard-fought, and that while a lot of Americans are feeling buoyant, others are not. But he says all Americans should put aside their differences and remember what they share in common.
We're not Democrats first. We're not Republicans first. We are Americans first. We're patriots first. We all want what's best for this country.
Obama spoke in the White House's Rose Garden following Trump's upset victory in last night's election. With the world watching the American elections, groups like the Taliban are weighing in. Reporter Rita Foley has the story.
The Taliban is calling on Donald Trump to withdraw all U.S. forces from Afghanistan once he takes office as president. A Taliban spokesman sent a statement to the Associated Press saying that a Trump administration should allow Afghans to become a free nation. The Taliban have been a growing presence across Afghanistan in the 2 years since most international combat troops left that country. The conflict there is now in its 16th year. I'm Rita Foley.
Canada has been looking forward to comments from Prime Minister Justin Trudeau about the new president-elect Donald Trump. Terry Pedwell has more.
As Justin Trudeau began speaking about the U.S. election result at a youth conference, he used hand gestures to wave down a scattering of boos and hisses from the boisterous crowd and told the energized young people he's ready to work with the Trump administration on things that matter to Canada.
And I'm going to work with President-elect Trump's administration as we move forward in a positive way.
The Canadian Chamber of Commerce has urged Trudeau's government to get Canada's priority issues on Trump's agenda early to ensure they don't get lost in the global chatter. Of prime concern are comments Trump made during the election campaign about killing the North American Free Trade Agreement. Terry Pedwell, the Canadian Press, Ottawa.
The mayor of Canada's most populous city says he thinks both America and its new presidential elect will adjust over time to a different kind of leadership. Toronto Mayor John Tory says Donald Trump comments during his victory speech that he is the president of all Americans was a welcome thing for him to say. Tory also told reporters this morning he believes the United States will be able to adjust to its new leadership because it's an incredibly resilient country. He also says the city will continue to reach out to Americans to say it wants to continue doing business with them and would love it if they were want to come and live in Canada. Local reaction is pouring in as well from the American elections. Loyalist student Rowan Youssef said that she immigrated from Egypt when she was 11 and comes from a Muslim family. The results of the election concern her.
Like, I'm getting this secondhand fear for people like me that are in America right now because they're probably so scared.
She says that she also felt fear while watching the results roll in.
I was horrified. I was beyond words because I did not expect him to even stand a chance.
She added that with the way things are going with Trump, she's thankful to be living in Canada. Quinny's Christmas Sharing Program is now taking applications from families who want to receive a food basket at Christmas. QNET News reporter Stephanie Clue has more.
In school, we're taught that sharing is caring, and that idea is being spread around the city. Pam Smith is the Christmas Sharing Coordinator. She says the program was started 49 years ago as a way to take young, disadvantaged children to see Expo 67.
From that, it morphed into the program it is today, which is helping families in need at Christmas time. And we also register children under the age of 10 for the Firefighters Toy Drive, and we register folks for the Community Day Christmas Dinner.
Smith said about 300 families in the community have already signed up for food baskets. Last year, Christmas Sharing helped 1,360 families have a Christmas dinner. Ryan Turcott is the chair of the Firefighters Toy Drive and says he loves helping to deliver toy boxes to families and seeing how happy the kids are.
I try and pack a couple good boxes every year. I did an entire Ninja Turtles theme box. So all the toys were Ninja Turtle, the game was Ninja Turtle, everything was Ninja Turtle. So I had no idea where it ended up. Deliveries went out. I had a box left to go to this family. As I get there, I open up the box to make sure everything's there, and it's the exact box that I packed. So I actually got to hand it to the lady. She was very, very emotional. It was her first time ever using the toy drive. And to find that one box, that was awesome. That's probably my favorite moment right there.
Registration for the toy drive is open the entire month of November. Stephanie Clue, QNET News, Belleville.
Quinney Search and Rescue raised $60,000 from the community to purchase new equipment for underwater rescue. Paul Kerwin of Quinney Search and Rescue spoke to Quinney West Council Monday night. He said they were able to purchase three new motors for their rescue boats. Now, Kerwin says he is hopeful to raise more money to replace one of their older boats.
We've got the quotes all together, and we're looking to generate $33,000 to acquire this vessel for next year. And when that does happen, because we're very confident that it will happen through the help of the community, that should be everything that we need for many, many, many years for on-the-water rescue.
Kerwin also encouraged those who are interested in supporting the Quinney Search and Rescue to look at their Facebook page. Sports is next.
Yes!
Do you want a fast, efficient, and affordable way to get around our great city?
We want that!
Then let's hop on the bus!
Not only is Belleville Transit reliable, efficient, and safe, but by reducing the number of cars on our roads, it helps the environment. All that on 9 routes that will get you to where you need to be.
Belleville Transit, where can we take you?
Buffalo Sabres forward Evander Kane is set to return after missing 11 games with broken ribs. He's set to be in the lineup for tonight's home game against Ottawa. Kane was hurt in the season opener last month when he crashed into the end boards. Quarterback Bo Levi Mitchell is one of 9 Calgary Stampeders named to the West Division All-Star team. He threw a league-high 32 touchdown passes and helped the Stampeders win 15 games. Ottawa quarterback Trevor Harris is one of 11 Redblacks voted to the East team. Morning draw action is complete at the Grand Slam of Curling Tour Challenge. Saskatoon's Steve Laycock, Norway's Thomas Ulsrud, Tracy Fleury of Sudbury, and Michelle Englott of Winnipeg won their respective games. Round robin play continues through Friday night in Cranbrook, BC. The Los Angeles Angels are re-signing closer Andrew Bailey to a one-year deal. He had 6 saves with a 2.38 earned run average in 12 appearances last season. He took over as closer when Huston Street went down with a season-ending injury. Clothing and other items celebrating a Cleveland Indians World Series championship that never happened will be destroyed instead of donated to those in need. Major League Baseball says it's opting to destroy the items in order to protect the team from inaccurate merchandise being available. The Chicago Cubs beat Cleveland to win the Fall Classic. With the recent election of Donald Trump as president, many left-winged Americans are threatening to move north of the 49. For hockey commentator Don Cherry, this news is terrible. In a 2-part tweet, Cherry said, "The left-wing cook entertainers and the left-wing weirdos in the media in the U.S. have said if Trump wins the presidency, they will move to Canada. Please, we have enough of these here." He spoke at the inauguration of former Toronto Mayor Rob Ford in December 2010. He wore a pink suit, saying his choice of attire was for all the pinkos out there that ride bicycles and everything. NHL star P.K. Subban will be the subject of a documentary next week. P.K. Subban's Skate Past the Noise, the off-season, will air in French on November 16th on Canal D and RDS, and in English on November 18th on HBO Canada. The film promises an up-close look at the life of the Nashville Predators defenseman and unparalleled access to his inner circle. In it, Subban spoke about the trade that sent him from Montreal to Nashville for Shea Weber.
These are supposed to be the best years of my career coming. I get traded. For what reason? I don't know.
The documentary will feature interviews with Subban, rap superstar Snoop Dogg, and former Canadian sprinter Ben Johnson, who is the hockey star's speed and agility coach. To send us your team or league scores, email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, a mix of sun and cloud today and a high of 10. Tonight, a few clouds with a low of 0. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, high of 12. At 4:09, it's 8 degrees out. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Leah Den Hartog, QNET News. News on 91X next at